Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. My name is Sandra, and I'm calling from Best Buy.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I need to get an update on an order. Can I give you the external number?
Yes, ma'am. I'm ready for that order number.
All right. Or do you guys could do the FMS or the external number? Which one do you guys prefer?
I technically prefer the phone number. Would that be okay?
Oh, the phone number. Okay, of course, Miles. All right, that phone number is 314-838-4201.
Okay, 314-838-4201, and I'm attempting to locate the order in our database.
Thank you.
And the system is still searching.
Okay. Your system was a little slow, huh?
It seems like that, but it's not so much that it's slow, it's just very thorough. XPO has been around for so long that we have probably over tens of thousands, maybe approaching hundreds of thousands of orders. So when we search for
right.
an order, the system is really, you know, doing a very thorough job to make sure that it finds the exact customer order that it's supposed to be finding. And unfortunately, being just little old XPO, we're not able to have those advanced search algorithms like Google, where you type something in, you click search, and then within a millisecond or less, you've got billions of search results.
Yes.
So that's why it seems a little slow, because everybody's so used to technology and doing the Google search, the Yahoo, Bing search, and they're getting their results so super fast, super snappy, that when we're dealing with an internal system for a company, if it takes just a little bit of time to locate something, it seems like it's slow, but I wouldn't necessarily call it slow. And then the other benefit, don't tell my boss, but when you're searching for the order, if it takes a little time to find the order, that's a few seconds where you can, have a conversation with the customer or the representative to try to to get that good customer service in, all the while getting that just tiny little itty bitty bit of a break whatever the next call may be, because you're pleasant,
right.
You're awesome. But that next call might be, just the most upset person that you've ever talked to. And, so you know what I mean.
No. Oh, I get you. I completely understand.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you're, in complete understanding and that you can identify. That is definitely awesome and appreciated. And I have located the order. The order is for Angela McLemore, 653 Shadow Rock Drive, Florissant, Missouri, 63031. Primary phone, 314-838-4201. And an email of anjay93@yahoo.com. Is this correct?
Yahoo.com. That is correct.
So the unfortunate thing that I see with this order is that the installation services and the Holloway services are canceled, and the delivery is in pending client reschedule status. How could I help with the order?
And do you know why it's in client pending reschedule?
Let's see. Tech called stating that he cannot complete the rest of his route today, as one of his techs could only do work until 3:30 p.m. He informed us that the situation with the tech was brought to XPO's attention, but he is now unable to complete the rest of his routes due to lack of hands. Unfinished jobs would have to be rescheduled for a later date. But the problem that we run into is that now we can't reschedule this ourselves at XPO, because the installation and Holloway service has been placed in canceled status and the delivery portion is in pending client reschedule. So it would have to be rescheduled by Best Buy.
Right, right. We're going to go ahead and do that. It's just that the client wanted to know because she's been waiting around. So that's where it just kind of like threw her off and said, okay, well, you know, why didn't the team arrive, or why wasn't I contacted? So, all right, perfect. So the tech called in. And at 3:30, you said?
No, the tech called us, that was noted at 4:36 PM Central Time. And, I apologize that the agent that spoke with the tech did not, reach out to the customer, to let the customer know that the install would not be able to be completed today. Because that's something that, you know, that's something that I would have done. But then again, I provide
right.
customer service. I provide customer service in a manner that I would like for someone to provide that same level of customer service to me.
Yes.
So had I spoken
right.
with the tech, if it had been me and he said, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it out to this job, and if he gave me any other jobs, then I would have taken those job numbers, and then I would have started calling those customers, you know, as I was able to do so, and letting them know, hey, I'm sorry, I apologize, tech's not going to be able to make it out. And in that case, with that particular call, I would have went ahead and rescheduled the customers if I could have. I would have called them. I would have told the tech, hold on, I know you can't make it out, but I'm going to go ahead and reach out to the customers, and I'm going to let them know what's going on, and I'll go ahead and offer them rescheduling so we can get them taken care of. I'll, you know, when I get a chance, I'll try to talk to that rep and ask that, you know, he might provide the same, you know, courtesy, because I never want a customer to be left in the dark. Because customers, you know, if they're left in the dark, they may call and say, hey, what's going on? I hadn't heard anything. Then we give them the bad news and they say, oh, okay, well, I understand.
Right.
And they're very pleasant. Then you have the other end of the
right.
spectrum where the customer hasn't heard anything. And as the time progresses, they get more angry, more angry, more angry. And by the time they call, they're ready to blow
exactly.
up. And, you know, then you end up with something that could have totally been avoided had the proper respect been paid to the customer by simply making that effort and reaching out to the customer and letting them know what is actually going on. This is a customer that without which, if we didn't have customers like this customer, not I couldn't be here, you couldn't be here, Best Buy couldn't be here, none of us could be here, because what props us up and allows us to be employed are the people who do businesses with the companies that employ us. And that's why they need to be
right,
paid.
Right. So. Yes, yes. So real quick, Miles, because I do have the client on the other line, and I'm so sorry. I would love to chat with you.
It's okay.
But his partner had to leave early, you said, right?
Yes, the tech partner of the tech could only do work until 3:30 p.m. And so that left the other tech, you know, without a helper. And a lot of the jobs that he has to do are jobs that he can't do by himself. He has to have a helper. And then also oftentimes it's we require that they have a helper so that if anything goes on in a customer's residence, and the customer, if there's a problem, and the customer gives us a story, and then the tech gives us a story, and then his helper gives us a story. If the tech and the helper are not telling the truth, then it's easier to determine if the tech and the helper aren't telling the truth. Because if you ask them what happened, you know, multiple times, if they're not telling the truth, eventually one of the stories is not going to match. And then that's when you can tell, the techs are at fault in this instance.
Right, which is okay. All right, so I'll just go ahead and put my notes here. I will definitely have to reach out to have to click over to the client, let her know, and we'll definitely try to do our best to get all this rescheduled for her, okay? Thank you so much, Miles, for all the information. I hope you have a great day and stay safe.
I appreciate that very much. I just need to chime in with just one thing. Please do not reschedule this order. This is going to require a brand new installation order be created, because we've run into so many occasions where an order gets canceled by Best Buy. The customer calls Best Buy to reschedule. They reschedule that same order, and it doesn't translate to our system. And if it doesn't translate to our system, then the order will still be in canceled status on our side, and the text will never go out. So this is going to require that a brand new installation order be created.
Okay, because it's not canceled on our end. So it shows that it's canceled on your end, but once we actually reschedule everything together, then that kind of like opens up another order for you guys to do the installation on the Holloway.
Only if it creates a brand new FMS number and a brand new order. And the reason that I mention this to you is because I've been in that position where customer was waiting all day long for the text to come out. By the time they got me, they were furious. And I'm looking at the order, and it's canceled. Well, I rescheduled with Best Buy. But if Best Buy reschedules, if Best Buy cancels an order, it cancels it in DMS. And that cancellation is final. It's basically like it's carving it into a stone block, and they're not going to get rid of it.
Gotcha. So, Miles, is there a possible chance that in the notes, can you please, in case it does not reschedule, can you please put for the installer to please install and Holloway? Just put it in the notes.
It's not going to – we can't do that. We can't do that because if this order has the install and the Holloway in canceled status, if the techs go out to do the work, they're not going to get paid. We have to have a brand new order. I'm telling you, from 12 years of experience with XPO, dealing with upset customers, and the reason I'm telling you is because I don't want to have an upset customer. I don't want the customer to be disappointed, because I understand where you're coming from. On your end, it's not canceled. It looks like you can reschedule it, and that's the illusion. That's the illusion of hope that makes it look like if you go and you tell the customer, okay, I'm going to reschedule you, and the customer says, oh, that's great. I'm happy.
So,
you're happy.
So,
he's happy. And then come the day of date.
Right. And so this is what I'm going to do, Miles, because I have done this in the past. So let me go ahead and just inform the client of this. I will keep an eye on this order for her just to make sure that we do take care of the client. Once I do reschedule it and I do call you guys back and see that it's not on there, then I'll go ahead and create a whole new FMS order so we can make sure that the installation in Holloway is complete.
Not to sound rude at all whatsoever, because I respect you, but you're going to have to create a new order, because if you reschedule it in your system, you can do it right now while you have me on the phone. You can do it right now, and I'll tell you that it's not going to reschedule this order. This order is canceled in DMS. It's not going to come out of canceled status. It's not going to come out of canceled status in DMS. I promise you it's not going to come out of canceled status in DMS.
And that's fine. Then I'll go ahead and create a new order. I will.
Thank you. And I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I'm not trying to upset you. You sound so very upset. I just want to make sure that when it gets rescheduled with a brand new order, that when the customer's looking forward to the text arriving, that they
Miles,
actually.
Miles, Miles, I'm not upset. It's just that I have the client on hold for 19 minutes, and I can't have that client holding. So I'm not upset at all, but I'll definitely, I understand, and I will take all your feedback that you gave me. I really, really do appreciate you. I just can't have this client on hold forever. So then I'm going to get yelled at. So thank you. Thank you so much for the feedback. I will keep that in mind, and I will do my best to get this client taken care of. Thank you, Miles. Have a good day.
All right, you too. I thank you for calling XPO, and I hope you have a good weekend.